time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mr. Jimmy Parker. He is a fifth grade teacher at Creekview Elementary, but he's also the archery supervisor. We're going to talk about archery because it's really something that's gotten quite big in the district. We're going to talk about some of the PTA things that are going on, reading initiatives, all things Creekview for the next little while. Mr. Parker, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, we were talking off the air about archery, and with you being the archery supervisor, you were telling me the numbers, the sheer numbers that you had come out.
Yeah, we had quite the interest. We had over 60 kids try out for the team. We put on clinics for a few days and taught everyone, regardless of their experience level with archery. We taught them for a few days, and then we took a tryout, and we took 33 kids this year, and we're super excited to start our first year at Creekview with archery, and should be a lot of fun.
You know, and I've talked with other teachers in the district that are doing archery, and it just seems that archery has just exploded in the Carbon School District. The gentleman from Mr. Hansen from Castle Heights was here, said he had like 60 kids come out for 45 spots. You had 60 come out for 33 spots. And we kind of talked about the fact that it's the rural area, it's the rural aspect of it, and this is something that these kids can just go and do, and they do anyway.
Well, the one thing I really attracted to me to archery was that anyone can do it. You don't have to be the fastest. You don't have to be the tallest. You just have to have a desire, and we can teach technique and those things. But it's just been great. Creekview has had the interest from parents and from students for a few years, and we finally pulled the trigger and wanted to get this program going. And we're super excited to have the support and the kids come out.
Looking forward to maybe getting some kids to some regional competitions and even the national competition, which I believe is held in Salt Lake this year again.
Absolutely. So we are actually in the process of working with the other elementary schools in the district to get some local competitions, not to set the challenge out there today, but we are. And we'd love to get some local competitions, and then with the thought of the state competition on February 15th up in Salt Lake.
Okay, so that's about archery. We've covered archery now.
You bet.
You talked a little about the reading initiative. And reading is just, it's a big deal in the district-wide. It has been for the last couple of years. What is Creekview doing as far as the reading initiative there?
Well, we just have some exciting news. We have just came in this year with all of our faculty and staff and obviously our administrator with the focus on reading. We feel that reading can put our students at the next level. And we have seen some wonderful gains this first quarter and going into the second quarter. We have leveling up opportunities through our reading program, and we are well over 700 level ups with our students at Creekview, which means that they're reading quite a bit, and we're seeing some improvements in the classroom and just all across the board. It's been a great thing to see.
And in talking to other teachers in the district as well, reading is, it always seems, I believe Superintendent Hatch says that reading is the tide that lifts everything. If they're on their reading level, then they're going to do better at science. They're going to do better in history. They're going to do better in math because they can read and they can comprehend that.
Absolutely. And as a teacher, I have seen that. I've seen as kids get excited about reading, they get excited about learning, and it just progresses. And there's so much more that they can learn outside the classroom through a book. And we're just excited to see the excitement from the kids and to see the improvements that all us teachers have seen in the classroom through this reading initiative.
And that's why it's so important to just sit with your child for 30 minutes.
Absolutely.
And just read with your child at night.
Absolutely. We definitely encourage parents to read to their children, but more importantly, let them read to you. And so that you can gain that experience of seeing the light bulb go off in the home as well as in the classroom.
Now, we were talking about the PTA has a big deal coming up.
Well, first off, we have the best PTA in the district, in my opinion. And we're so grateful for them and their support. They are putting on a Santa's workshop this year where they are allowing kids the opportunity to learn what it's like to give this time of year. And so what it is basically we've gone out and got little gifts that the students can get. The only cost for that is for them to write a heartfelt letter or card to a family member. That's the cost for their toy or whatever it might be. And then they will give that to a family member this season. So we're really excited, and the kids are excited about it. It's always nice to receive things, but I think sometimes we lose the fact that it's better to give than it is to receive.
And that sounds like a great program.
It's absolutely. We're so grateful for our PTA and our relationship with them.
Okay. Now, was there one other thing that we needed to talk about? Did we cover everything?
I think we covered everything.
It's the holiday season. You know, with what do you got? Just a couple of weeks left of school before we break for Christmas?
Yes, not that anybody's counting, but yes.
I'm sure they are. That's what I've always... It really shocks me because whenever I say that around the holidays, the teachers are like, no, the kids are actually... They're okay. And when I was a kid, we were bouncing off the walls the week before Christmas.
Well, I think we
knew what was coming.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're all excited for the break, but we're all excited what leads up to it. And it's a great time to be at Creekview.
All right. Well, Mr. Parker, thank you for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Keep doing the great things you do over there at Creekview. All right. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.